Now, all I got to say, you get saved when you're 11, and you're now 30 or 35 years old, and you ain't never seen a direct answer to prayer. All I got to say, something is seriously wrong with what you're doing. But I was there. I did that. I lived there. And so, you know, I can't say anything to you except, Lord, forgive me for not getting in the Word and believing what's written. Because when I started believing what was written and learned who I was in Christ, I started doing things and expecting Him to do things, and I saw Him do some awesome things. Now then, you may listen to one of my older tapes and you hear me say, well, you know, if God ever messed up, it was when He gave you a free will. Well, that's what I used to believe at that point. But I've changed. I now know He didn't really give you a free will. You do have a kind of free will. You can do a lot of things and usually do what you want to do unless somebody's praying for you. If somebody's praying in faith for you, I mean, I've seen men. In fact, I'll tell you a story about a man I know personally. When he was a young man, he was loved rock star stuff. He wanted to be a rock star. He wanted to sing and play. And so he had a mother that was a great and awesome woman of God. I mean, she was, of course, mother and daddy both. Mother wanted him to be a preacher. He didn't want nothing to do with being a preacher. He wanted to be a rock star singer. And so he left town and went out to New Mexico. And he's out there in New Mexico, and they're singing and playing in his club. All of a sudden, the phone on the wall rings, the payphone. And somebody picked up and they said, is there a man in here by this name? And the guy on the platform said, that's me. He said, the phone's for you. He said, the phone's for me. Ain't nobody knows I'm out here. Who's on? He said, it's your mother. My mother don't know I'm here. So he goes over, picks up and said, Mom. She said, yes, son. He said, how did you find me here? She said, I prayed and asked God, and He told me this same phone number. She said, you know you ain't supposed to be in that club. You're supposed to be preaching the Word of God. Well, today, let me tell you, God got through to that boy. And let me tell you, that boy runs a big ministry in the United States of America. And his name's Kenneth Copeland. Did he have a free will? No. He had a free will to a limit. But when Mama got a hold and said, God, you got to tell me where my son's at. He told her. Said, Lord, I need a telephone number of that club. And He told her. And she called that payphone on the wall. And she called Kenneth Copeland to the phone. Mama, this is Mama. Now then, did God do a great work in Kenneth Copeland?
Yes.
Some of you may not like Kenneth Copeland, but that's okay. I like him. He's a good boy. He's a good man. I like him. He teaches the Word. He's a great faith teacher. But if he hadn't had that mama, you know where Kenneth Copeland would be today? Maybe dead. Maybe dead. But he'd probably be poor and broke. That's for sure. He certainly wouldn't be flying around in Citation 10 jets. But see, when you obey God and do what He says, isn't that amazing that God bought Kenneth a $18 million citation and paid cash for it?
Probably one of the nine airplanes.
Yeah. It's something. I mean, you know, God is awesome. He can do anything. Now let's take verse 3 and 4. This secret plan, which is Christ Himself. In Him, in Christ, lie hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Boy. In Him lie all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And where is He? Right here. I ain't got to go to heaven to find Him, do I, Tom? All I got to do, when I need, just like whenever I prayed the other day up there, He's in me and I know He's in me. And when I pray and ask the Lord to loosen all them bolts on that turbocharger so I can get them out with no problem, that guy stand there listening to me pray. And then He washes me. Tap those bolts with a brass punch and then put a wrench on them and just screw them right out of there. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like that. But I said, you ain't ever prayed like that either, have you? He said, no, I haven't. But he said, I will from now on. You know, when people see something, where is that treasure? Where is that treasure and that wisdom and that knowledge? It's right in there. It is so close. And when you speak, He always hears. If you've got all your sins repented of, He never says no to your request. Isn't that good news?
Yes.
I said, Lord, I need you to loosen these bolts for me. No problem, son. Man, I'll take care of it. And so He did. He loosened those bolts for me. I mean, with God, you got to realize who we're serving. There's nothing hard for him. He's the one that made the universe. And all the wisdom and knowledge is in him. I am telling you this so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. I mean, the devil sends people and they come and try to tell us, you know, you're not saved. You're really not saved. And we let the devil talk. Or one of the ways, you know, we don't do a good job at all as pastors teaching the people, especially the young people. When I look at, I heard this report the other day. Out of the young people that are raised up in Christian homes today, they went to church with good mothers and daddies. By the time they get through with 4 years of college, 90% of them have turned their back on God. 90%. All I got to say, I start right here with me, as well as all the other pastors that stand in pulpits. We have done a lousy job teaching the power of God's word. I mean, I just stand in awe. And I even go further than that. I think of the young men that have come here in the last 5 or 10 years or come to our ministry. And they come down with, who knows, broken legs, broken hips, you name it. And they walk out of here, and I've seen them, several of them, that have tremendous pain. And they come here, and we pray for them, and in 30 minutes, they're totally, completely healed. Can run out and play basketball. Or they're down with their back, and they can't walk. And you pray on, they get up, and they can run and play. And 5 years from now, you learn that they've totally left God. Don't even believe He exists no more. I think, where have we messed up? What have we done wrong? How in the world does a man or boy or girl receive those kind of miracles from God and then in such a short period of time they forget who did it? But I've seen it over and over and over. Now, once in a while, now of course this last week when we were in North Carolina, I had a great blessing. The pastor, we spoke in his church on Wednesday night. He was heavily involved with Bill Gothard's ministries. But he didn't come pick us up, but his wife and two daughters. He had two beautiful daughters, been in her 20s. And one of them's name was Brittany, the older one. She's the one, after we went to dinner, we're sitting there talking about the Lord. Well, her mother said, Brittany, are you going to tell Pastor Thurman about your miracle? And she said, yes, Mama, I'm going to tell him. I said, oh, good. I'm ready to listen. She said, I worked for Bill Gothard. Oh, I said, oh, Brother Bill, my buddy. She said, yes. She said, I will have to say, Brother Bill, every time he talks about you, he tells you how much he loves you, that he really thinks highly of you. I said, well, I think highly of him, too. He's a great man of God. But she says, I said, if you work for him, do you know Andy and Robert? Oh, yes. She said, I know both of them very well. And I said, do they ever talk about their miracles? She said, all the time. Everybody they come in contact, see, Andy was instantly healed when I prayed with him over the telephone. And a few weeks later, Robert, which was totally immovable, down, couldn't even move, when I found his sin and he confessed, prayed for him, he was instantly totally healed right there. And those boys have never had any more back trouble to this day. That's been several years ago. But she said, they're still on fire for Jesus. But she said, Mr. Gothard was still in his office at midnight the other night. And I thought, wow, that sounds like me and Cheryl. You know, we're out here till all hours of the night. She said, I had to work late and it was midnight and I finally got my paperwork all done. And I told him, Mr. Gothard, I'm going home. And he said, okay, Brittany. And then all of a sudden he looked up and he saw me all humped over. She's got a twisted spine. And the doctors have told her now that by the time she's 50, she'll be in a wheelchair, not be able to motivate because of this bad back. He said, Mr. Gothard got up and come in. He said, Brittany, it's time you get healed, girl. It's time. There ain't no sense in us going no further. He said, you go back in that office and you sit down in that chair and you get right with God and you clean out that heart. You make sure there ain't no sin of no kind in that heart. I'm going to go get a couple of men. We're going to come up here. We're going to anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith for you. And I'm going to guarantee you the King of the universe is going to heal you. I thought, hey, that sounds like faith. Wow, that sounds like real faith. So Brittany said, I went in there and did that. Mr. Gothard come back in a few minutes with two men, and they anointed with oil, prayed the prayer of faith for me, and he said, now you go home praising the King. You're healed. She said, I went home, went to bed, and said three or four times during the night, I woke up with my back snapping and in excruciating pain. But she said, I was saying, Lord, thank you. I know you're in there working on my back. That's all I did was thank you, Lord. I praise you. I know I'm healed because Mr. Gothard guaranteed me I'd be healed in the name of Jesus. She said, the next morning when I woke up, my back was perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, do we serve an awesome God? This little Brittany is on fire for Jesus today. That's quite an awesome testimony, isn't it? I told her, I said, when I get back and get caught up on my paperwork, I'm going to have to call Brother Bill and ask him if he knows a girl named Brittany. I said, I'll have a nice talk with him. She said, well, he sure does talk about you quite often. I said, well, praise God. I said, he is a wonderful man of God. And I had a great 3 months with Bill, and it was amazing. Some of you know the story, some of you don't, but anyway, praise God. Bill's a great guy. It's just his board that runs the show is the ones that have the problem with, but Bill's a great man of God. But anyway, I was stood in awe to see this beautiful little girl that is straight, her shoulders are straight, she's a perfectly normal girl, but yet she had been all slumped over and bowed over with a crooked back, and she was going to be an invalid in a wheelchair at the time she's 50, and today she's totally, completely healed. Wow. I am telling you this so that no one will be able to deceive you with persuasive arguments. Once you get a hold of the fact, Christ in you, the hope of glory, somebody walk up to you and say, you know, Allah and Jesus the same God. Oh, no, he ain't the same God. No, no, no. They ain't got no relationship here whatsoever. But, you know, there's people will try to tell you those things. Did you know that one of our presidents, George Bush Jr., he made that statement on the air one day. Anybody hear him make that statement? Oh, you did? You did? He said, you know, the God that Muslims serve, Allah, and our God is the same God. I thought, Brother Bush, I thought you were smarter than that. But he's not, you know. He's not. He doesn't know the truth. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad? Well, why do they not know the truth? Because we've not prayed enough for them. That's why. I still bring it back to us. Verse 5 and 6. For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you, and I am very happy because you are living as you should and because of your strong faith in Christ. And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to live in obedience to him. In other words, when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the King clearly says in his word, there's to be no sin in my church.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, We Don't Have Free Will, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.